It's hour one of KSEO Presents the Dr. Future Show.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Ladies and gentlemen, KSEO Presents the Dr. Future Show. If you would like to join in our show today, you can call us at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, your host, Dr. Future.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everyone. Jeez, you know, we got to do something about this terrorism stuff. It's just getting a little crazy.
I take it you have some ideas on
that? Yeah. We're going to cover a little bit, some ideas along those lines during the show, or at least for part of it.
Befriend your inner terrorist.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Practice guilt, shame, and blame.
Yeah, that's it. That'll get rid of it.
Identify the terrorists before they come and get you.
Helpful.
Sorry.
Not to be seen. Invisible. There's a lot of different approaches.
It's so complicated to realize that these pockets of horror that exist on planet Earth are the exception to the rule. Of course,
that's
it's very important, and it's really tragic, and hundreds of people are taken out by a few crazy nut jobs that have some very distorted beliefs and maybe even have some emotional damage. You know, who knows what stories they're telling themselves? Victims are victims.
Yeah. You're right, Mrs. Future. Look around us. I'd say that 99.999% of the time, things are pretty peaceful.
For 99% of the people.
This is a lot better than having thugs run the country.
What do you mean this is a lot better? Well, Which are you talking about?
I'd say being here as opposed to being in Syria or...
Well, I'm sure that's what the terrorists think, too. That's why they're coming to these Western countries and saying, oh, you guys think you got it so good? We'll show you.
Yeah.
You think you can just take down our cultures and do it with impunity? Well, we got another story to tell you here.
Well, that's inside the mind of the terrorists, which that's a whole topic in and of itself.
It is.
But let's look at some of the outside events that it's caused, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, since the bombings in Brussels, the Department of Homeland Security here has said there's been no credible threats in our country.
Thank you, Homeland Security. Obviously, somebody here is doing their job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, airports and all our transit, not all of them, but quite a few of our major transit systems around the country were placed on heightened alert. Mm-hmm. They're mostly concerned about copycat attacks.
Well, of course, the big problem is that an idea cannot be controlled. And so anybody who's telling themselves a story that somehow they are part of some violent revolution and that they can make a difference, you know, if they get the idea, they can act on it. There's no way to control that.
Well, what they're trying to do is prevent further disaster by adding extra bomb-sniffing dogs and foot patrols at the major transit hubs and airport terminals. Most of the major airports are on heightened alert. The major ones are L.A., Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, Miami, and Philadelphia. Extra security staff. New York actually deployed state police at JFK and LaGuardia airports and stepped up patrols to major train stations in Manhattan, like Penn Central.
Right.
Amtrak also added security in Washington, D.C., Union Station. They actually have luggage and passengers being randomly screened now during boarding and the trains, and canine teams at Reagan and Dulles airports outside of D.C. are being...
Well, synchronistically in the news, I noticed last night at LAX, there was that flight attendant, or I guess it was a JetBlue crew member.
Flight attendant smuggling cocaine?
Smuggling cocaine, right, and was subject to a random extra search, which, of course, you know, terrorism aside, begs the question of how much should we be searching the infrastructure, you know, the employees who have to go through the screening every single day.
Drug war is a whole nother topic on this, and it has the, I guess you could say, the element of massive amounts of money to bribe people. So to get somebody to do suicide bombings is a whole different mentality.
Sure. It's like money for their
family. Hiring mules or bribing officials.
Yeah, but it all comes down to what's inside of these people's heads. What story are they telling themselves that would make them consider doing something that seems so lame to us? Like, I don't think I would ever consider suicide, especially not to take a bunch of people out with me. And I don't think there would be enough misery in the world that I was suffering that I would want it to repeat that and make more of it and inflict it on others.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as I said, we had Ayman on 6 months ago. Ayman Sawaf, a friend of ours who is a businessman from Beirut, and he felt that the whole terrorist mentality was driven by shame.
Right,
as the primary emotion.
Sure, and shame creating a psychology where people can't feel remorse. And since they can't feel remorse, they rigidify their beliefs into some kind of punitive blame system. Yeah.
So Europe is facing a real threat because there are thousands of those Syrian and Iraqi refugees that have been streaming into the Europe over the last year.
I mean, last time that we went to Europe, when we went through Amsterdam, it was very evident then that there was a fairly dangerous second-class population of immigrants in these Western countries that represented serious threats just because of the poverty and just because of them not being integrated into the mainstream culture. Mm-hmm. You can feel when people feel alienated.
Yeah, they're definitely not a fun thing to do.
So we have a phone call, by the way.
It is a charged topic. Sure.
It's one of our favorites, Colonel Terry. Hi, Colonel Terry. Welcome to the Dr. Future Show.
You're already in charge there. You know, you're my favorite broadcaster.
Oh. Well, thank you for the compliment.
You and Georgia, co-equally.
Uh-huh.
You're my favorite really smart lady.
You like your analysis of the mentality of the terrorists, Carol?
I'm calling on, the serious subject we have. Yeah. And it is bloody well serious.
Yeah.
It is serious in that, number one, the big picture is the Quran in 219 places encourages and says it's good to murder and cut the heads off and rape those who are not in your Islamic cult.
Yeah, that is the big problem here. It's the conflicting belief systems. How can Islam claim to stand on the shoulders of Jesus and Moses and not observe the Ten Commandments, right?
Very true. Yeah, well, it's plagiarized from Jesus in the Old Testament and so forth. On that topic, Islamic name Sam, and I think it's Dave is taking calls for you, I think. Dave will remember, Sam said he would gladly come down and debate Colonel Terry on whether or not Islam preaches violence.
All right, well, Colonel Terry, hold that thought. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll be back to discuss more of this kind of thing on the Dr. Future Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. We're talking with Colonel Terry about the disaster that happened with the terrorists in Brussels and related topics.
You know, that's the immediate tragedy.
Yeah.
The big picture, as you and I and Mrs. Future were discussing, is why is the Islamic culture loaded with 219 encouragements in the Quran and its related books to murder, cut the heads off, and abuse others who are not like them? Why is it so uncivilized in what it preaches? And that's the tragedy. The big problem is that, as we were agreeing. Therefore, the solution is to confront Islamic doctrine the same way the Reformation confronted the preposterousness of Catholic dogmas in the 1500s, 1400s.
Dogmas, belief systems that prevent people from learning to be good people and, give them beliefs that basically cause them to be vile people definitely need to be reviewed, definitely need to be criticized. And for humanity to reach its true potential, we have to assume that we can be the best that we can be. We can't assume that our nature is intrinsically flawed and therefore we have to be controlled and punished. You know, it's just a basic belief system. We have to believe in ourselves so that we can rise to our full potential.
Very well said. I'll give you a solution in terms of a new thinking approach. Modern rational reality recognition. We take all the best wisdom of the West and the best wisdom of the East, and we therefore look at where have we evolved? Where have we demographically grown to? Where have we culturally evolved to? And that is, we have a choice. We can either live with compassion and justice, and most importantly, respect the benefits of modern science and rational thinking, which include noting that the microscope freed us from the mythology that something other than bugs and bacteria caused disease, and the telescope, which let us point out that we are not the center of the universe and the sun is what we revolve around, etc. Those two things freed us. We should apply, I think, the scientific method to analyzing every approach to our political theories and our religious attitudes. And lastly, confront the Islamic world with what you believe in is hokum, or something maybe more polite and diplomatic. And maybe we should declare to the Muslim world, as Trump suggests, we'll have nothing to do with you until you clean up and live civilized. What do you say?
I think that every single human being is a universe inside their own mind. And I think that the conversation that we have with every single human being needs to create the best possible scenario for those universes to live together harmoniously.
Okay, well, the Islamic extremists do not want to live harmoniously with you, madam.
Right. Well, the bottom line is...
wants to really live with us harmoniously. You know, there are extremists in every culture. It's true that the Islamics have been particularly troublesome to the Western world of late, but I think that these issues can come up from other sources as well.
Yeah, I think any person who gives themselves permission to be violent is in the same camp. Because as soon as you use violence as a tool to control others, you basically have left the beliefs of a free individual behind. You know, freedom is something that benefits an individual but can't be defended by an individual. It has to be defended by a whole group of people who all hold their own freedom precious and who all work together.
And look, we have the capability of creating a true renaissance here, not just a handful of guys in the Middle Ages, but the entire planet. We have a chance with science and technology and an awareness of the universe. We have a chance to really move us beyond the phase of crazy warlike monkey tribes. And we have the ability to do that.
Do you remember the movie came out in the 30s, but I've seen it on television multiple times. It's As Things Will Be, and it's Raymond Massey, and it's after a global war of poison gas bombs and what might be construed as nuclear, but it was made in 38 or so.
Yeah.
And Raymond Massey is the head of a group of engineers and scientists like you, Dr. Future, and smart women like Mrs. Future, and they have taken control through the power of engineering, et cetera, and they take on the local warlords who in this post-apocryphal world are dominating. And it's the new age of, if you will, scientific enlightenment and justice that science and ration and reasonable thinking demonstrate. Do you recall seeing that ever at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Gee, I've heard of that. That sounds great. I'd love to see it. Sounds like an early visionary.
Well worth pulling out. It's very predictive. But that's where we're at. Maybe the scientists and the rational thinking people have to take charge. That may happen after we have an Armageddon in which we're down to 600 million people, as I...
Maybe they have to, but I'll tell you, most of the people that I know that are scientists and rational people stay away from politics and this sort of thing because it just doesn't appeal to them in terms of their mentality. So that's an interesting thing in and of itself, don't you think, that politics is not what people want to do?
Yeah, but coming back to the Islamic threat...
Yes.
I won't elaborate much more. I'm curious if you've got some other callers who agree or disagree with me. But, you know, I was in this business of national security, including counterterrorism to some degree, and Obama has been so strategically short-sighted. That's being polite. Mm. We knew we had this threat 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, we might have had this threat, like, even before then because... You know, it seems like I remember reading something about U.S. embracing destabilization policy in Africa like many, many years before it became policy in other parts of the world.
Yep.
You know,
I will not disagree with that analysis.
Bernie Sanders was really talking about all of the governments that have been destabilized by our policies and how much resentment there is
also
about
true,
that.
Which the worst example was Bush and Cheney invading Iraq. So their families and themselves would get rich with the oil business on total hokum lies, fabrications of weapons of mass destruction and worse. And Obama failed to prosecute them as he should have and have us recognize that justice. It's, again, there's one such example of what you refer to. We're not looking with reality at the political situation, the economic situation, the demographic situation. And my last point is we need a president as smart as Teddy Roosevelt and as determined as Teddy Roosevelt to confront the enemy, including the banksters and Wall Street. Mm-hmm. But in the Islamic situation, until we have recognition, this is an evil doctrine, and we have the Islamic Muslim world itself deciding it will clean out the extremists, we'll have no solution.
Mm-hmm.
And we must motivate them to do that.
Okay, well, thanks for your input on that. Perhaps we'll get some other perspectives on this. I do know we're going to bring on a guest who wrote a book called The Muhammad Code, which gets more detail about specifically what is it in Muhammad's writings that have helped inspire this type of
when will that be?
Violence.
What day?
I have to talk to him. But look up The Muhammad Code, Howard Bloom. Howard Bloom.
Also, we do have another call. So, Colonel Terry, thanks for stirring the pot. And we're going to.
Don't worry, Mrs. Future. You're safe in Santa Cruz.
Yeah. Good. That's what I'm counting on.
There's no easy answers to this. And thank you, Gregory Panos. Gave us a link to Things to Come.
All right. Oh, exactly. Yeah, excellent.
Things to Come.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Raymond Massey.
Bye bye, Colonel.
Okay.
And hello, Mark in Santa Cruz. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. How are you?
Great.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks a lot. Hey, this first time call, I might be seeming kind of crazy to you, but I suppose that Bernie Sanders believes that global warming is behind terrorism, so maybe my idea is not so far-fetched.
I haven't heard that, by the way.
I don't know, maybe the other guy in your show has, but yeah, that's what he said. It was like all the heat in the Middle East is kind of getting me agitated, you know?
Oh, he might have been being flippant. I think that's probably a joke.
Yeah, so you have
a
hot air, you know?
Hot air causes all these problems, I tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, actually, I don't think I think the intellectual approach to this is way off base. I mean, in terms of their ideology and our ideology and, you know, trying to think of them being as rational people. Well, I'll first start out with a question with you, and there's a commonality in almost every single terrorist, maybe all of them, we just don't know, and quite a bit of the terrorists that are not Islamic, like here in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, I could say 100%, but quite a lot of them, it makes you kind of wonder, and I was wondering if you have any idea what that commonality is.
Being sociopaths?
What?
Sociopathic behavior.
Sociopathic behavior.
Not confronting.
That is true. There are psychopaths and sociopaths.
People haven't confronted their inner terrorist.
Yeah, okay. Well, there is something.
Have 20 seconds before I have to cut you off for the break.
Yeah, we got to go back. We're going to geek out. We got to geek out for the next time.
Okay, I can stay on the break, but tell you what it is. And I've looked at every group of the terrorists. I've looked, researched every one of them. I encourage any of your readers to research any psychopath. You find out they're all using drugs, or just about all of them are using drugs.
All right. Thank you for that. Got to go. We'll be back after this break. Thanks.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Future Show. Yes, this half an hour, we're going to take a little break from terrorism and some of the depressing news of the world and get into Apple's big announcement yesterday. I think some of them are quite exciting. Yeah. And so for that, we have brought into the studio one of our favorite Apple people, Taylor Barcroft, who's been tracking Apple since I've known him in the early 80s. Live with us. Welcome, Taylor, to the show.
Hi, Mr. and Ms. Future.
Yeah.
And all you out there in television land? I mean, radio land?
Yeah, you're
Which
jumping.
Which media are we here?
It's
yeah,
funny.
I know.
We are working on a TV show. That's
we are.
True.
And of course, you know, Taylor, you've known us so long, and we are really video people at heart, but of course, we love our show.
We have to learn theater of the mind. Theater of the mind, as Rosie so affectionately calls it.
Yes.
Draw your own studio.
Yes. Right. We tuned in to the show yesterday. From Apple, the last one from the Cupertino Town Hall.
Probably one of the shortest press events in history.
65
minutes.
65 minutes, yeah. With
you
their slate
Apple.
Of new products.
For the spring, anyway.
Yeah.
And it'll still be a September event and a June event.
Right, right. I believe the first thing they talked about was the watch, wasn't it?
No, talked about was actually their status of defenders of privacy.
Oh, the defenders of privacy, right. The whole iPhone FBI thing.
Right.
He did weigh in on that, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Are you for that? Do you think Apple should maintain integrity?
Yeah, I think Apple's protecting their customer base by not cooperating with the government.
And you think that the announcement today that the hearings are suspended because the government is pursuing other means?
Yeah, that's cool. If they can figure it out, that's more power to them.
Sure.
But otherwise, I think Apple's doing everything they can to continue to provide us with the most secure devices possible.
Yeah.
And then they talked about the environment and how they're almost 98% carbon neutral.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And they're self-sufficient. They're approaching 100% self-sufficiency and powering all of their stores and data centers,
solar and renewable energy,
offices all over the place.
That's
to me,
cool.
That was kind of the most unusual thing about the conference, is starting it that way and having those social issues take a front
seat. And they brought
seat.
In Janet Jackson's cousin.
Oh, is that who that
Mrs.
was?
Mrs. Jackson. No, I'm just kidding. But they killed two birds with one stone, black woman. The rest was all white males, of course. But then they had the health issues.
Yeah,
they introduced a health kit for application developers to develop more health apps to cooperate with various health studies and tracking people's health.
I was very impressed. They had the Parkinson's app.
Yeah.
And also Autism Act. If you have a kid you think might have some autism.
Yeah, I need one of those.
Actually, we'll test.
For yourself.
Might be too late.
Really interesting.
Is there any question in your mind?
Yeah, it's too late. We all know that a lot of geeks are autistic for some reason.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
It's a lack of integration with the word intuitive didn't side
exist.
Of your brain.
I think the word autism didn't even exist when we were kids. Mm-hmm. Then they went on, or the watch, like you said.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say, the autism was interesting because they showed funny cartoons to people and then uses the camera, the front-facing camera, to watch facial reactions
to see
whether or not the kids responded emotionally to the cartoons.
Right.
And how they responded revealed to what extent they might have had some kind of autism.
Yeah, and they were able to catch it earlier.
Yeah.
At like the age of one or two, something like
18
that.
18 months.
Yeah, that's a big issue is early diagnosis.
Right in the middle. Mm.
So the health kit is the new thing, I guess, on the upgrade. Which was the other thing.
Also ties in the watch. Because the health kit, the watch is a lot about monitoring the health.
Yes.
And they lowered the price of the watch, $50. So now it's $299.
To get into the basic.
So the sale price will be $199.
You think?
Pretty good.
Yeah, because
were dropping $100 all this last half year.
Do you have your watch on?
Always.
I do.
Always. Can't live without it.
So you guys are in the band of people who really are addicted to your Apple Watch.
I wouldn't say addicted. I would say like it finally brought back the Casio that broke that I couldn't get fixed.
I like it. I like the watch because it notifies me when people are trying to reach me. I like that a lot.
Believe it or not, I leave mine in airplane mode 99% of the time. I only connect it with the phone when I'm exercising. The rest of the time, I leave it in airplane mode. I don't want to be notified. I don't want to know anything.
You don't want to know about the latest CNN headlines?
I want to miss all your parties and everything.
You're gone, huh? I wonder why we never
watch OS 2.2. Yeah. Did I get an invitation that I overlooked?
No. I forget to mention parties to you.
Yeah, disinvited. I get it. Yeah. Okay, so Watch 2.2, iOS 9.3. You have to have that to install Watch 2.2.
That's the new one. All these numbers. The new iOS is 9.3.
Also a 9.3 for Apple TV OS also is a
9.3.
That's for the fourth generation TV.
Hello? Humans.
Well, they can look it up on the web.
Dr. Future, okay. Humans to Taylor.
Some people like numbers.
Yes, but you're not contextualizing them. This is turned into gobbledygook.
I'm just spewing them out so people can look them up.
Okay, Stop that. There are people listening. They want real information.
The phones all need to be updated to 9.3 for the latest version. That's the iOS 9. Right now it's 9.2.
And the Apple TV is also the same number.
9.3 is the magic number for your current Apple operating system for your iOS.
And the Apple TV fourth generation.
Yeah, that just came out last year.
Yeah, the one with storage.
Yeah,
it's got a lot more. There's like 5,000 apps for the Apple TV fourth generation now.
Well, okay, that's another topic on this. Another product
we don't need to go into that.
The main thing after the watch was the phone.
The phone,
right?
New phone.
Yeah.
iPhone SE, which probably stands for special edition.
It's also interesting because there used to be an old Mac SE.
That's right. That's what it brought back. That's exactly what the older people bounce back to that.
Oh, Mac SE. I remember that is the first big serious improvement over the Mac.
So it's like they're not giving the new smaller phone its own number. It's like a retro.
Well, the SE is so
before zero.
The components of the SE are so advanced that they could be selling the same model that they're starting to sell at the end of the month for years. Mm-hmm. Because the processor is so fast. It's the A9 processor, the same ones in the 6S and 6S Plus. The 12 megapixel HD camera that can shoot 4K video.
Yeah.
And
see, only phone that
5
can
megapixel 4K. FaceTime camera, which is way more than the 1.2 previous.
That's on my lowly iPad Air 2.
It's only on the 6 SE. It's not even on the 6. The 6 still had the old cameras. The smaller pixel
cameras.
6S
Plus though has it, right?
Yeah, 6S and 6S Plus both have it. It's saying the 6 last year's didn't have the 12 and 5. It had it still had the 8
That's
and
the
1.2
cameras.
Yeah, that can do 4K.
Yeah.
And, of course, the new flash that's better for doing selfies.
Yeah, the True Tone flash from the screen on the front and the rear Two Tone also, True Tone, what they call it, it combines two different LEDs that give you the right temperature according to the ambient light temperature.
Yeah, that. Yeah, I've heard about that.
So that's a big deal. And the only thing is the memory is only 16 and 64, the only memory choices. But there's only $399, lowest price of an iPhone ever, a new iPhone. And it's really a new iPhone. It's not a halfway new.
So it's got a lot of features that if you had the 6, you'd want, right?
6S.
6S, huh?
Yeah, it's like a 4-inch 6S. That's what it is. They didn't scrimp on any features except the optical image stabilization is not there. But other than that, it's all there.
Just
they're
going to
sell
screen.
A zillion of them.
They're going to sell a ton. They sold 30 million regular old 5s and 5s's in the last year.
Refurbished old phones. Yeah, refurbished 4-inch phones.
So they're going to probably sell 50, 60 million of these new ones because they're small. A lot of people like that smaller. They want small. And plus, it's for India and China. It's an easier entry-level price.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Cheaper is always going to be
That's what I mean.
Though for most people I know over 50, they're happy with their larger screens. The smaller screens seem to be a younger demographic.
I don't know. You have some people, you show them this thing and they think it's too gigantic.
But it really is depending on your eyesight because, you know, if
How
you're wearing
your
glasses,
eyesight?
You're
I
like
know
a big
older
screen.
People that are still clinging to their 3.5 inch 4s and 4s's.
But why do they cling?
Because they big enough for me, it's all I need. They don't see
it's
the big picture.
Taste.
The big picture.
No, it's taste. People have
I don't even carry my iPad anymore. What do I need? I don't bring my iPad.
Yeah.
I got it. It's right here.
Yeah, I think people who are into
Micro.
The 6 size are really liking the cross where the phone and the iPad kind of meet in the middle. I know that's for me. I use the phone way more and I use the iPad way less since I got the phone.
The 6S Plus we're talking about, folks.
Yeah.
It's the 5.5 inch diagonal and it's really, it fits in the hand perfectly for reading. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. However, the new one is the SE, the iPhone.
Yeah, iPhone SE, $399 for 16
Which is
gig,
really a low price.
And $499 for 64 gig.
For something that advanced.
No more storage. Those are the only two storage options. Mm-hmm. I would recommend you get the 64 for sure.
Absolutely.
It's free at 16 or $100 at 64 with a two-year contract.
Uh-huh. What do you do about your iCloud storage with this big memory chip on your phone? Do you back everything up to iCloud?
I do since I started paying 99 cents a month for 50 gigabytes, They upped the storage quantity for, like, it was $12 a year for 20 gigabytes. Or no, it's $10 a year for 20 gigabytes. Now it's $12 a year for 50 gigabytes.
Yeah.
And you pay it 99 cents a month, they bill you.
Yeah, so it keeps getting
better.
It's a
great deal.
More storage.
Less money. Yeah,
less money.
Way less.
We're going to go to a break, you guys, and come back with more highlights from
we'll
the Apple announcement.
We'll get on to the iPad Pro next.
Okay.
iPad Pro, lots to say. Okay, folks, Dr. Future Show. We'll be right back.
Okay, we're back.
I believe we are. Hey, we're talking with Taylor Barcroft about the latest and greatest from Apple Computer. And it's not the computers, it's the, actually, I guess they are computers, the iPad Pro.
iPad Pro 9.7 inch. And what happened is Apple leapfrogged specifications on this 9.7.
Leapfrog? So what do you mean?
Well, you know, they announced the 12.9 inch, well, that's almost 13 inch iPad Pro last fall.
Yes, that was
but
quite a big
But this new one, this smaller one, has got specifications that are superior to the 12 inch one. The,
and
the
12
point, I should say 13 really, but they call it 9.7.
Really? So they like what? Like
the better screen that mimics, that reflects according to the room. Light.
The ambient light.
The ambient light.
And it's lower reflective screen.
Way better cameras. They went from 5 on the back and 2.1 on the front to 12 in the back and 5 on the front. So you can do full 4K HD video with it and a flash for the first time.
So is that the same camera as the 6S Plus?
It's the same camera as the 6S Plus. It's like they moved everything from the 6S Plus. Plus, it's still got the A9X processor that has on the 12.9 inch model. And they added storage to 256. So you ordered one last fall, you missed out on the 256 that they just added to the 12. But the 12 has still got a number of different specifications that are inferior to the 9.7 model.
So in a sense, 9.7 is really the superior choice.
It's a superior choice now. It's the best one on the market.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the
that will probably leapfrog in the fall on the 12.9 one.
Mm-hmm.
But for the time being,
256 gigs storage on the 9.7.
Yeah, there's a $150 difference between 32, 128, and 256. Those are the three choices now.
Huh.
So instead of a $100 difference between memory, there's $150 difference between memory.
Mm-hmm.
It tops out at $899 plus $130 for the cell connectivity. You were talking about the fact that there was an embedded SIM card.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's two models. There's
Let's step back a little bit and talk about what the SIM cards are to the uninitiated.
Okay.
All right. So the SIM cards allow you to, say, take your iPad and go to another carrier.
Yeah.
Like you can go to T-Mobile or Verizon.
And it's important to note that
AT&T,
the iPads.
Yeah.
Are just one model. There's not, you know how you have two different iPhones for GSM and CDMA carriers? There's two different phones, right?
Those are two different cell phone standards.
Yeah, Verizon is CDMA.
Yeah, they're two different. There's hardware different in the two phones.
Yeah.
But the
iPad is all integrated in one iPad. There's not multiple iPad models for that.
Hmm. Okay, and what carriers are we talking about there? Verizon,
AT&T? All different. Well, the Apple SIM is T-Mobile, AT&T, Verizon, and Sprint.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put it on AT&T, they'll permanently lock the other ones away so you can never access them again.
Oh.
So you have to buy the not embedded. There are two models of this new iPad. One's got an embedded SIM in the motherboard, and so you can't change it. It's supposedly the multiple choice, but
so
AT&T will
this?
Screw you if you,
you have
do
to
that.
Ask for this.
You have to specify the one that's called the regular nano SIM.
Because I tell you,
model.
When I took my iPad to Canada last summer, I got a T-Mobile card or a SIM for it because they had a great Canada-Mexico-U.S. plan
right.
that AT&T couldn't match.
Right.
So I just pulled out my AT&T SIM and dropped in my
right.
T-Mobile and it worked great.
Yeah. So you need to have that tray.
Yeah.
And that's the one
so
that's not
the
embedded
the
SIM.
So don't get the embedded SIM if you plan to travel internationally.
Right. I can tell your listeners the model number.
Yeah.
Got it right here.
Remember, they didn't mention that on the air yesterday. Huh.
Yeah, I know. It's all weird. The model number is A1675. That's the one you want. A1675.
Is that going to be an option if you order it online?
The 1674 is embedded, so don't get that one, or you'll be stuck forever.
Yeah.
Once
you choose, that's it.
If you choose AT&T, you'll be screwed forever. You won't be able to go on any other carriers. So you got to get the one that's got the regular removable SIM card.
If you get one with any type of...
Oh, if you get cell connectivity, yeah.
Cell
which
connectivity.
Which is an extra $130. So it tops out at $1,029.
Yeah.
Is the most
for the
expensive.
High end.
Yeah, for the most expensive. Plus $99 for AppleCare Plus if you want to get that for a couple of years.
Yeah. Mm. And do you recommend AppleCare?
I do, because you get 2 years of phone support no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know what's going to go wrong or some part was made wrong. Like in the 6, there was a camera problem that they replaced. And
now, what about the Apple Pencil? That works with the new one?
Yeah, the Pencil and the keyboard. And interesting thing about the keyboard is you can do Command-Tab now. You know how you do Command-Tab on the Mac to switch apps?
Mm-hmm.
They got that on the keyboard for the iPad Pro.
Right. So it really is a laptop replacement in that sense. Huh?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's great.
You have to have the Apple keyboard, though.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, I don't want the Pencil or the keyboard because I type on the screen. I'm not really into that
you're not using the creative flourishments.
Well, I'm not. I don't write enough to warrant having an external keyboard in the first place, but I can type really fast on the virtual keyboard. I don't have any problem doing that.
Mm-hmm. And are you ever using Siri dictation?
Seldom. I always forget about it.
But I thought that was
I know
the
it's
big,
there, but I just don't.
Didn't they announce that yesterday that was
well,
one
what
of
am
the
I gonna
big improvements?
I don't have anything
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, they have a Hey Siri function on the
always
iPad.
Always on the iPad.
I don't
always
have anything
on.
To say. I'm not,
Okay, well, some do.
Nobody wants to hear from me. I don't want to hear from anybody,
Okay, but others might,
yeah,
Taylor.
Some people do it instead of typing.
Yeah, well, I'm like a bad example.
Yeah, so that tell us what a bad example is.
But the pencil,
like,
if you can, if you're an artist, the pencil is killer.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, if you handwrite, if you like to handwrite.
They say
stuff.
It's the closest thing to actually drawing with.
Or
a
you could just handwrite on it like
pencil.
You would like on a regular piece of paper, and it'll automatically convert to text.
Well, it's so magical that it actually allows you to touch the screen, which no other pencil tablet that I've tried allows. You know,
yeah, you're it's kind got of wrist rejection.
Right,
I think that's called.
Yeah,
and so it doesn't. You can put your hand on the screen just like you would on a piece of paper, and it's no problem.
Yeah, you could be holding it with your fingers, and it won't interfere with the pencil.
Right, and there are also ways to control the pencil with fingers while you're drawing.
Yeah, it can recognize your four fingers, it can recognize the tip of the pencil, and it can recognize your palm, and it treats all the them same all time. Separately, and they have, like, so it pencil... gives all kinds of flexibility.
Amazing. They have pencil controls on the side that you can run with your fingers while you're drawing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really phenomenal if you're in that world. I'm not, but this is a really major upgrade from the Air 2, which is the
previous
model.
I mean, they had John Lasseter, of all people, giving his testimonial about the pencil.
Yeah, they took these iPad Pros into Pixar. Pixar's using them all the time now since the 12 came out, since the 12.9-inch model came out.
Yeah, anyway, if you're into graphic novels or drawing such things, it's a dream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a really huge advancement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, art on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay, the base model, by the way, $599.
For the iPad.
For a 32 gig.
iPad Pro.
Yeah. Wi-Fi only.
Wi-Fi only.
And, four colors. They got the rose gold in addition to gold.
That's the new thing. Yeah, they didn't have the rose
silver
gold.
Silver and Pro space version. Gray.
Uh-huh. What about the 3D touch function that you see in the 6S Plus?
That's not on the iPad Pro.
Huh. I wonder why.
Probably a complication in the way the screen is.
So it's only in the 6S Plus and the 6S. Currently.
That's right. But it does have the live photos, as you mentioned.
The live photos is an interesting function. It's like an animated GIF, in a way, if you remember those. When you take a still, it's actually taking a little movie every time
you
take a still.
It's taking 1.5 seconds before and after the part you think you're taking.
So you have this little animation. Though I haven't seen any way in which you can isolate individual frames out of it yet. So if
you want, I don't know about that. Yeah. It's probably going to be somebody third-party Apple.
How about like Facebook or some other social media network that allows you to post live pictures? Have you seen anything along those lines where you can actually
No, but
post?
I don't pay attention to that, so it may exist.
Okay, so you recommend this. Back
well,
to
I,
the
think
iPad,
it's, I think it's a really
iPad
big
9.8. It has all the latest whiz-bang upgrades. It's got all the 6S
4
stuff.
Gig of system RAM, probably, although that hasn't been confirmed, but probably that's what it is on the other one.
Okay, good. All right, let's move on to...
It uses the A9X and the M9 motion processor as well. And it does online Apple Pay also. And the Apple Pay, we mentioned before, in the iPhone SE includes Apple Pay capability.
I don't find very many people who take Apple Pay, and it always bugs me that I can't use Apple Pay, like, when I'm trying to shop online.
I'll give you a list afterwards. There's a lot of places here that take it. Trader Joe's takes it.
Except Trader Joe's. That's pretty much
Lucky's,
the only exception.
Lucky's takes it.
Uh-huh. New Leaf downtown, I think, does
Yeah, New Leaf takes it.
Oh, okay. Not
you
all
You have
of
to
them.
Keep asking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But don't you think it makes sense that if Apple Pay is built into the phone, that if you're using the phone to shop online, you should be able to, like, push a button to use
Apple Pay? Well,
they
do have that on a number of sites. Speaking of Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, you hear the CA ads about now?
No. Yeah.
It's spyware. They track everything that you're doing, and it's just the opposite of Apple Pay. You know, Apple Pay is totally secure. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows your credit card number. Nobody knows what you bought. Mm-hmm. It's a totally... stops the trail.
Except you.
Stops all your trail. And the Samsung Pay is just the opposite. They're not charging for it, so they're tracking everything you do.
Mm.
They're tracking all your purchases wherever you go. It's outrageous. Yeah. Outrageous. One of the best kept secrets is that Samsung Pay is actually spyware.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore.
Well, let's hope. But Apple Pay, a lot of people don't understand
Android
Apple Pay.
People out there?
A lot of people think Apple Pay is not secure. They don't understand it. I can be in airplane mode, and Apple Pay works perfectly. There's no communication going out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all happening on the merchant
near
side.
Near field communication, I guess.
Right.
It's really interesting. I don't
so
even know how they
the
do
principle?
It.
Oh, you don't? Because it seems to me like what they're doing is local encryption, local storage. Encrypted messages are the only thing that's sent, and there's a key on the other end, and that's how they feel like everything is secure, because you're the only one who has the unencrypted version.
Yeah, well, the information about your credit card is in a secret, secure place on the device, and it never leaves there, and it's just your thumb, or in the case of the watch, you just double-click and shows the card, and you just hold the watch over the NFC merchant device.
Okay, listen, we only have another minute. Let's say something about Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a 9.3 upgrade that includes folders, and there's 5,000 apps for it now already.
Those are third-party apps. People
third-party
developed
apps.
Specifically for Apple TV.
Yeah.
Which including is Party Projector from Dr. Future.
I hope so.
Absolutely. It's still there. Yeah.
It's not on the Apple OS.
It's on the
Not on the.
It's not on.
It's
Apple
a separate.
TV.
Yeah, it's
oh,
a separate.
We use Apple TV with it on the iPad.
Right. Oh, yeah, AirPlay. Yeah,
I got it excited.
We should get it on there. Actually.
Yeah.
We have an iPad app called App Party Projector, which really should be on there.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Yeah. On the to-do list.
Okay, so final
few
seconds. Taylor, any other things you want to say?
Yeah, tell people how to reach you and all that.
Futuremedia@me.com.
Futuremedia@me.com. That's Taylor
Barcroft.
That's
the easiest way. Just email me.
Our local pundit on
all
things Apple.
If you're in Santa Cruz.
And you also help people all the time, especially seniors.
Yeah, I help seniors a lot. Anyway, it's a wonderful thing. I'll see you in June.
All right.
Hey, thanks, June. Taylor.
Next Apple thing, June.
All right, folks. We'll be back in the second hour with some headlines from our Dr. Future Show website.
Okay, we also have Contact Consortium. We have Jim Fennero.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is KSEO Santa Cruz, Dr. Future Show.
Thanks for being here.